point, the answer would look like it's that it's not going to. Because of everything we've seen in, you know, the financial meltdown and with, the, of course, the mortgage meltdown having come first, the one of the things that the administration has tried to do with Congress is to give people incentives to buy homes, and one of the incentives is if your mortgage is backed by the government or you're getting some kind of tax relief, and these tax credits that are being offered to first-time home buyers, those, they know that works, and it has worked, and that's one of the ways that they've been able to, I don't think anyone would say that the mortgage market is now, certainly heated or overheated, but it has been coming back. And that is largely because of the government incentives and the outright government intervention in the mortgage market.
Now, Jody, the House Financial Services Committee today is talking about that whole issue. And, of course, with the government backing the loans, there's still going to be the political pressure, which dates back 100 years in this country, for housing for really anyone who wants it to own a home. So has anyone expressed the danger that the government is doubling down on the same problem that got the economy into such trouble in the first place?
You know, they're really not, and I think that's very interesting. There was so much, you know, we heard this during the campaign a year ago, and we heard it certainly in Congress, and people like Barney Frank, the chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, and others were very vocal in saying we have to do something to make sure the same problems don't happen again. But that anger, that vitriol, seemed to be really much more targeted at the mortgage companies and companies that were making money off of giving people loans that they couldn't afford. And as you might recall, there was even talk of the people who got bigger loans than they should have gotten, that they were to blame as well. And no one's really kind of looked at the fact now that we're, you know, that number you gave, that 80% of the new resident, of all new residential mortgage loans made this year have some kind of government support. That includes Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, which are now effectively, you know, owned by the government as the government bailed them out last year. And of course the FHA. Also, the Federal Reserve is purchasing, this year will purchase nearly $1.5 trillion in debt issued or guaranteed by various mortgage arms of the government, and $300 billion in treasuries. So, you know, there's a ton of money that's being pumped in to try to bolster the mortgage market, and I don't see how you untangle that. I mean, I don't think anybody really wants to at this point.
Okay, and so essentially when we are talking about just 20% of mortgages that are being issued today, you know, are you know, without any kind of federal aid, is it because the requirements have changed for down payments and there's just, you know, more like 20 or 30% down is now required versus the way it used to be?
Well, I don't know that it's necessarily because of tougher requirements. I do know that the private lenders, the mortgage lenders, have become much more careful about who they are granting loans to, and it is much harder these days. You have to have a, you know, certainly compared to a couple years ago when they were giving, you know, mortgages to everybody, you know, they're being much more careful about credit scores. They're being much more careful about the property. They're being much more careful about a lot of kinds of things. And they're just not taking the risks that they were. They can't afford to at this point. That's why the government has gotten involved to the extent it has. And also this government money has been made available, and you know, most home buyers are figuring, okay, if this money is available, why shouldn't I take it?
And so this is FHA money. This is money that's coming from the federal government to bolster FHA, or is this the private mortgage insurance that goes to FHA based on everyone's, you know, insurance because they don't have the big down payment?
Yeah, the FHA basically is the arm of the government that guarantees loans to those who can't afford big down payments themselves. So there's the FHA money. But then there's this also, we're talking also about these tax credits that are in many cities and states to first-time home buyers or to people who buy within a particular area. We're talking about loans and guarantees that come from, you know, the Federal Reserve is pumping money in, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. There's a lot of that kind of money. And I think when you hear the 80% figure, it sounds very high, but that's all these things taken into, you know, taken together.
I just think it's interesting from a political standpoint, and, you know, at CQ, you follow these things too, because while everyone's yelling and screaming on both sides about health care, yet you have student loans being practically taken over by the government almost 100%, and now mortgage backing almost 100% by the government, which seems to, could look like, you know, governmentization, if you will, of most of the loan markets in the country, yet that doesn't seem to be raising political hackles too much. Is it just because everyone's distracted by health care, or is this going to come up next?
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting point, you know, that the healthcare debate obviously has gotten very emotional around the issue of, well, should the government be in charge of our healthcare? And I think that, on the other hand, nobody's really talking about what's going on with mortgages, and I don't know that they're going to. I think particularly as long as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are essentially government-owned, you know, it's going to be this sort of sense of, well, that's the way it works now. And I think you're right, also in student loans. I think more quietly these things are happening. Now, once we are, you know, fully out of recession and in a recovery, you know, maybe then we start seeing talk about, well, shouldn't these kinds of enterprises kind of stand on their own feet? But right now, I think people have been, A, distracted by the healthcare, but B, you know, looking at how do we get out of this this economic situation, and so that they're happy sort of for the government to help in the ways that it's helped.
We're talking to Jody Schneider, senior editor from Congressional Quarterly. She joins us this morning to talk about some of the ways that the federal government is subsidizing the housing market, which is still not out of the woods. But also, yesterday, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, said the recession may have ended. What's he looking at to make that determination, Jody?
Well, he was speaking at the Brookings Institution yesterday, and he said from a technical perspective, the recession is very likely over, meaning that the government is the economy is no longer contracting. It's no longer
negative growth.
Negative growth, exactly.
Which is an oxymoron anyway.
Right, exactly. It is now growing. Now, it could be growing very slowly. And he did say that the labor market will remain very weak, perhaps through 2010, because the growth is going to be too anemic to create many jobs. And so this whole jobless recovery issue is going to be a big one. Even as the economy, you know, overall is slowly growing, job growth will be very, very slow. And a lot of employers have said in various reports that they are not necessarily going to spend whatever money they have coming in on jobs and benefits, that they're going to do some other things first.
And what about this whole idea of a jobless recovery? I mean, is that possible in these circumstances, given the fact that so much has contracted? And some economists are saying that the jobs that have been lost, especially in auto manufacturing and those supporting industries, will never come back.
Right. I think that's going to be what's going to be very interesting about this recovery, if indeed it is a recovery, is it's not necessarily going to feel like one to many people. As a matter of fact, one of the economic websites I was looking at, one of the posters said the recession is over, but for whom? I mean, they said if they would have made the speech, if the chairman would have made the speech, not at Brookings, but at a Walmart parking lot, he would have gotten pelted by bad fruit.
Yeah, he would have gotten booed, absolutely.
You know.
Well, it'll have to be a super Walmart.
Right, very big one. Yes. But the fact is that this is, you know, you look at these kinds of, you know, what kinds of indicators they're talking about. And while, yes, on paper, it may look like we will no longer be in a recession, if you still have very high unemployment and you have it in places where, you know, we're talking about Michigan and Ohio and states where it's going to be, you know, perhaps double digits, you wonder how much the economy in those areas is going to be able to recover, because housing won't be able to recover and, you know, retail spending is so large a part of the economy that if people do not have jobs and cannot spend, how are we going to get back on track, certainly in certain regions? So I think that's really going to be the economic story, and that's something that Congress is going to have to deal with as well. I mean, a second stimulus appears to be off the table, and the president himself said that again the other day. But if unemployment is still high, they're going to have to look at things like, will they continue to allow unemployment benefits to be extended, certainly in certain regions? What do they do in terms of trying to
spur job creation?
Yeah, trying to deal with job creation. And as you pointed out, what about retraining and other kinds of issues for areas of the country and industries where, you know, this is going to be this unemployment is really going to be a systemic kind of thing. It really is not going to come back. What do they do with whole industries like that and whole groups of workers who, you know, their skills are no longer valid?